Welcome to the Lukey Podcast. You're here with your host JQ and my guest today, Baylin.
Hey, Bay to the L-E-N. In case you need to know how to spell that, it's Bay to the L-E-N. Holla at me.
So let him know. We're about to get into today. You already know the quote of the day. I got a quote from my man Mos Def.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean from his song Mathematics.
Ooh, classic.
I think I lost the part. Alright, now he says, killing fails, need bloods, grades, cash cows. It's a number game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits ever seen my pockets. Like,
damn. I mean, yo, that's crazy. I mean, that's, how old were those Nas lyrics? That's like 96, 97 shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, and so, you know what I mean? That's crazy that, like, even back then, he was still, like, bitching on how, like, the industry was, like, killing shit, you know? And, like, it's cool because now the record label industry is kind of starting to collapse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's cool to hear something like that from him. Even back then, like, he knew that the record labels weren't doing nothing but really just, like, fucking you over type shit, you know what I mean?
And it also shows the growth of where hip-hop has gone. Like, when hip-hop first started, like, everyone was trying to get a deal. Yeah, I mean,
right,
it's the big thing to get signed.
Right.
And now, you know, people are getting more independent, and they're actually getting more profit. So it's...
Right, at the end of the day, man, and that's what I mean. That is really the collapse of the whole, like, record label industry, man, because, you know, a record label would, like, you know, put up the money for your albums and put up the money for your tours, and you know what I mean? And you just had to pay them back. And a lot of rappers would just go broke because they would just spend their advance on not tours and, you know what I mean, not through. But now that artists are independent and got the whole SoundCloud generation, man, it's just, like, everybody is able to contribute their own sound, you know, and, you know, maybe not everybody's a star, but at least everybody gets heard, and they have the option of being able to get paid off their song, off that one song, just with no label interference, with no bullshit. Like, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful thing. So let's talk about you, man. We should get into Baylin.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's a lot that I'm getting into, to be real, man. I'm playing a show in Brooklyn on Saturday, man. I'm gonna be over at the Knitting Factory, and then come Monday, I'm gonna be in North Carolina, actually opening up for Devin the Dude, which is, like, cool, cause that's, like, you know, that's weed rapper legend in my mind, you know what I mean? So, like,
that's real dope.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be real cool, man. We're gonna be in North Carolina just opening up for him, and then next after that, I'm doing a Boston show, man, at the Pull Up, Middle East, downstairs on the 30th, man. Like, it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be a nice little blend of,
that's
like, new age trap.
Make
and
sure y'all,
like,
go check them out.
Yo, man, appreciate that, dog. But yeah, it's gonna be a nice little blend, man. You know what I mean? They got some boom bap, they got some trap, they got a little bit of everything for everybody in there. It's just hip hop heads welcome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be real dope, man. Hell yeah.
That's what's up, man. So tell the people how long you've been doing this rap thing for, and how long you've been into the music for, and just about your love for it in general.
Yo, man, so, like, my passion is honestly, like, through the roof, and it's probably hella cliche to say that, but, like, to be so real, man, like, I started rapping when I was 8, you know what I mean? Like, my uncles was, like, you know, like, fuck, 15 years older than me or whatever, and he had, like, the home recording studio in his house and shit, and his homies used to come over and make beats, and I was 8, and I was, like, I'm still in school writing novels, you know what I mean? I always had the writer in me. I'm, like, writing stories, but then I seen them do that, and I'm just like, shit, fuck stories, like, this is way doper, you know what I mean? And that was like an 8-year-old revelation, and it's honestly really crazy, because, like, when I started doing, like, the music shit, like, when I was super young, like, 8, 9, man, like, it started as a form of expression. It was just like, oh, man, I had a shitty day. Let me write some raps. Or it's like, oh man, I had a really great day. Let me write some raps. You know what I mean? But like, as I've grown older, I've learned that you can't just make art or raps to, you know, express yourself. You gotta make music to entertain. You know what I mean? Shit that people are relatable to. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. No, I've been doing it for a minute, man. You know what I mean? I started when I was 8. I went on a nice little 5-year run with this band called Viva La Hop, and it was like a 10-piece band, like full horn section and drum, keys, guitar. Yeah, you know what I mean? It was cool. Now we was hitting up mad festivals. You know what I mean? Jam festivals and shit like that. But like we, you know, we'd like play colleges, toured up and down the East Coast and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Viva La Hop was definitely doing his thing, man. You know what I mean? But like, that's kind of on a break right now, which is for me the dopest thing ever, because now I'm focusing on my straight solo career, and I'm like, you know, I'm bringing my man Philly G in with it. Shout out to Philly G, because me and him have just been doing shows on some Method Man and Red Man shit, just like some Balin and Philly G shit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And shutting it down, and shutting it down too, you know what I'm saying? So in my mind, man, dog, this music shit about to work from every angle, and I know that my passion and my drive and my love that I have for this shit is gonna take me all the way to the top. It's gonna take me the furthest, you know what I mean? And like, I strive to never lose my love for the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no matter the bullshit, because there's a lot of bullshit in the music industry.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bullshit. The music industry is worse than, like, selling coke. Like, there's coke dealers that are less, like, scumbaggery, like, than some music label executives. You know what I mean? Like, it is a real motherfucker.
So let's talk about that. Would you being in the game so young, what's, just like some of the good and the bad experiences you've had in the hip hop game.
Man, I guess all right, well, for one, for a story of me being too young, it was definitely one time I took a long ass, it was like $60 cab ride to like some bumblefuck town in Mass, and they wanted us to play, and I pulled up, and I was 17 or 18 at the time. They were like, he can't play, like, he's not 21. We're just like, bruh, like, you know what I mean? So like, I don't know, that was like the first worst experience with the age thing. You know, we kind of had to finesse that, you know what I mean? But honestly, like, and you know, I don't want to throw no shade, or I don't want to throw no hate, but like, honestly, man, the hardest shit with this rap shit is just like, is the Boston music scene for me right now. That's like, that's my issue, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, everybody's like at this wave where they get pop, but it's like, it's just their clique, so it's like, it's just mad clicky, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, you down with them, then like, you down with them. It's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know, the Boston scene be too crazy, you know what I mean? And I guess the other thing that gets hard about the music shit is just, you know, when we go on tour for like fucking, you know, like 4 weeks or 5 weeks in a row, and it's like, you know, I love performing all day, every day. That's like, that's my number one. But at the end of the day, once you're on like day 7, it's a rap, bro, you know?
That's what it is, man. I'm glad you got a chance to have those experiences. But we gonna get into a commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Lukey Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Lukey Podcast. You're with your host, J. Crew, and the guest, Balin.
Bait to the L-E-N.
Yeah, let's go, man. So I got a chance to listen to your music, and one thing I gotta say is, yo, your style is very versatile, man. You got everything. I feel like your music could fit in different genres, and it's...
Thank you, man. I honestly, I've heavily pride myself on that, and I appreciate that you notice that shit. Because, you know, like I was saying earlier, I've been rapping since I was 8. So, like, I'm a fan of music before anything, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I'm not trying to just stick to one specific style and be in a box. Like, no, I want to make the music that I want to hear, like, as a music fan, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I try to make a little bit of everything, man. If it sounds dope, if it feels good, like, I'm probably going to lay it down and release it, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. So... I also got a chance to see your energy performing, man. So tell me what gives you that that energy when you hit the stage?
I mean, yo, honestly, man, like, just like the genuine, like, juice, just like the genuine, like, vibe, and just like the energy from the crowd. Like, I mean, like, there's so many things, man. It's crazy. Like, you know, like, before, I've been playing shows for a minute now, since like maybe like 2012. I've been playing shows pretty consistently, you know what I mean? And like, still every time before a show, like, it'll get 30 minutes before a show and I'm just like, I'm jumping up and down, like, I'm like, I can't contain myself, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I'm getting antsy and shit, and I'm just like, I'm yelling in the fucking back room, like, ah. Like, I don't know, man. It's just like, there's just really something about performing that is just really something special, man. And, you know, it, without sounding too, like, crazy, I think what makes it so special is that, like, you know what I mean? It's really a ping pong match of energy between, like, the performers and the crowd. You know what I mean? It's like the crowd is given maximum energy, then, like, then the performers feel that shit, and it makes them, like, feel doper. So they're going to play doper. So they're going to give you maximum energy. And now you just going back and forth with the shit, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. For me, it's like, I've really, every time I perform, I strive to make one of those moments happen, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, where it's just, where everybody is just on the same wave, everybody's on the same vibe, sharing that same amount of energy, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's beauty, man, you know what I mean? It's my church, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's what church is for Christians, that is music venues and playing shows and going to shows. That's my church, because that's when everybody's in the same like-minded shit and nobody's worried about nobody, nothing else but just the music, the good times, and the vibes. That's all I aim for whenever I'm doing my shit, you know?
Yeah. So, like, with your music being so versatile, like, who are you trying to reach? Like, who do you hope to reach? And what places do you hope to go? Like, where do you hope it brings you to?
What do you mean? Like, who do I want to reach? You mean, like demographic, what audience, or what artist?
What audience would you like to reach? And, like, places would you like to perform? Put it that way.
Yeah, okay, for sure. I mean, I'll say places I'd like to perform, definitely California, first on the fucking list. Anywhere, really. San Francisco, L.A., San Diego. Yeah. Definitely Amsterdam. That would be cool. You know what I mean? Do like a little like European tour and whatnot. And what was the other question? You said who was it? People that like that I look up to, or who's the artist that what?
All right, so we can get into that. Who are some of your influences in the hip hop game?
Oh man, bro, that list gets like way too long, bro. Because that list, I'm a fan of music, so I'm always like keeping up with like the new shit. So my shit will change like every like, you know, 10 days. You know what I'm saying? If I had to put like, you know, a solid like top three for like, you know, my influence and my style is definitely like Jay, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like Jay-Z, like Lil Wayne. And as a personal favorite, honestly, Currency, man. Currency, the fucking hot spitter. I don't know. Yeah, like, he's just consistent. He got his flow. Like, it's like, man, he dropped a mixtape the other day and I knew exactly what to expect from it. And as soon as I pressed play, it was exactly what I was expecting. And that shit was dope. I was like, man, we need more of this, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
So you said Currency, man. Like, who else, if I got in your car right now, would be playing?
Oh man, yo, I listen to a lot of music and like a lot of weird music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like, there's a lot of electronic shit, you know what I mean, on my playlist. I got like, you know, the Hippie Sabotage, and you know what I mean, the Grizz, and you know what I mean, like, I got some electronic artists that be like moving around my shit. But as far as hip hop artists go, like, honestly, everything, man. Like, I really pride, because I know I'm pretty young. I know I'm like 24, you know what I'm saying? So I know that I got like a lot of catching up to do as far as listening to rap, you know what I mean? So, like, so, you know, my playlist, you know, might consist of like, you know, the little pump joints that are like all fire, but it'll also have like the Souls of Mischief on there, and it'll also have like the Pete Rock albums on there, just because like I need to play catch up, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't alive when this shit was hot. You know what I mean? Yeah, we can curse on here, right? My fault. I just curse my ass off. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, you know, I wasn't old enough anyway to know when this shit was hot. So I like to, okay, it's like a time capsule, man. You know what I mean? Like, you hear some of these rappers from the 90s, man. You know what I mean? What's the dude? Dave Rue, the Jama or some shit like that. Like, I'm saying his name wrong, but yeah, he's another just nasty ass. The OC, just a nasty ass like 90s MC. It's just like, damn, like, these guys were really spin bars. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But as far as modern day rappers go, like, as far as like the most modern shit, like, nah, man, I mean, yo, like, Migos has a lot of huge influence right now, you know what I'm saying? I can't even front, like, even on me, you know what I mean? I go into the booth and I find myself like, trapping the shorty, I know that you got it, I'm whipping, and I'm just like, damn, all right, shit, like, my bad, like, I didn't know the Migos was that infectious, you know what I mean? Like, and
listening to that shit, definitely.
Yeah, bro, you know what I mean? That shit get in your head, and like, and, you know, I'd like to think anyway, maybe he's falling off, but, you know, no shots fired, no disrespect, but I think Future was also like a huge influence, and if I could bring it full circle and say, I think Future was just the Offset Lil Wayne, you know what I mean? Like, Lil Wayne kind of started that whole shit, just like ratchet auto-tune shit while rapping, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, I don't know. That's I try to pay the homage, but yeah, for new age rappers, yeah, like Future, Migos, Drake, like Kendrick, obviously, you know what I'm saying? Like Cole, obviously, are just like nasty, you know what I mean? But for my own personal influences, I even fuck with Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert can be creative. Same with Kodak. Kodak Black, he can be creative sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You have to like pick through the seeds and stems a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, because it's definitely some Reggie, but like, you'll find some gems up in that motherfucker, man, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, as far as modern rappers, as far as like my own like personal influences shit, like, I grew up listening to like 50 Cent and like, you know what I mean? Like Weezy and like, you know, Jay and DMX and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up on that completely, you know what I mean? Until like post 09, when it was like fucking like Drake and like Kanye, and it was like, you know, Weezy everywhere, like, you know. So yeah, man, I listen to everything. I try to keep my ears open to everything, man. I think the worst thing you could do is have a closed mind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Closed ear.
Yeah. Now, you shared something with me, it's okay if I share it with the people, that you moved around a lot.
Yeah.
Did that have an influence on your music?
Honestly, I think so, man. Like, I think subconsciously so. It's not something that like I really consciously noticed, but like, yeah, man, I've never lived anywhere for longer than 3 years of my life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like every single time I got like a really close like homie group, like, it was just like boom, like, time to dip out. So for me, the music is all I had, you know what I'm saying? That was the one thing that was like, that was consistent, that was coming base to base, you know what I'm saying? And like, that shit definitely, like, it, I don't know if it influenced my style so much as it is, you know, influenced my hustle, because I know when I lived in Europe, you know, I was fucking selling mixtapes for like $10 in my fucking high school, you know what I mean? But like,
That's real grind.
Right, yo. But like, I came back to America though after that. I came back to Missouri, tried to do that. They like, nigga, what? $10 for a mixtape? Like, you're bugging, bro. I'll take it for free. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. You know what I mean? It absolutely broadened my horizons. I do think that everybody should take the opportunity to travel if they ever get the chance to, because it will humble you and make you realize like how privileged we are in this country, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's real. But it absolutely affected my music, because sometimes I'd be on my southern shit, you know what I mean? Because I was born in South Carolina. Most times I'll be on my Boston shit, because I live here the longest, you know what I mean? And like, I mean, that UK UK grime is great. It's kind of killing. You know what I mean? I get it in front. So I even get on my European shit every now and then, man. You know what I mean? I do some dance hall. That's like, I got like 3 dance hall tracks just because, like, I fuck with that sound. It's dope. It just sounds cool. Like, you know what I mean? Who doesn't want that, you know?
So.
You need a lighter, bro? Yeah, please, man. Yeah, that's lit.
So do you have some tracks you'll like to get into, or
absolutely, man.
You'll like to tell the people,
dude. Absolutely, man. I just, is that lighter dead? Did I give you a dead lighter? Oh, okay. Damn, man. I feel like an asshole. Just sent you to the lighter graveyard and shit. But yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely got a track I want to get into. If you guys are cool with it, I honestly got 2. I know you.
Right. Tell us the name of the track. And tell them where they can find it at.
Yo, hell yeah, man. So the name of the track that I get y'all to get into is a track called Forgot. And it just dropped, like, literally, like, 2 days ago, man. You know what I mean? It's kind of fire. It's just, like, some turn-up, like, fun, like, you know what I mean? Trappy shit, man. You know what I mean? And I, like, laced it with a little bit of bars in there, you know what I mean? So that everybody can get their punches in, you know what I mean? It's on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/BalenHipHop. And that's Balen, like, Bay to the L-E-N. You heard? Bay to the L-E-N.
Yes.
So, you know, soundcloud.com/BalenHipHop. It's also on Spotify. You can just look up Balen, and you know what I mean? Forgot. But the second, if it's cool, man, I got another shameless plug, because the same day that I dropped this new single, I dropped a video as well, and I just want folks to know, just youtube.com/BalenHipHop, new music video is on deck as well, separate from the single, and that's it. We got you, bro.
Alright, we're gonna get into this video or this track by Balen, and let's go.
Hell yeah.
Wow, wow. Yeah, yeah. Who that? Who that? Who's that? I forget. I forgot his name. I forgot his name. Please remind me.
So many plays, got my memory jogging. I'm supposed to know who you are. Did I meet you for my new car? Shout out to the postman, help me move more than you are. I got the guap anymore, she wish I won't cop anymore. Sorry babe, gotta get paid. I turn my spot to the store. Now I'm the shop, I'm the store. Amazon, I'm online. Walmart, the long line. Rap show, I'm on time. Swear, I forgot your name, please remind me.
Who that?
On the move all the time, it's hard to find me.
I'm out.
Yeah, swear I don't remember. In and out my spot so much, look like I'm moving it. Yeah, I forgot your name, please remind me. On the move all the time, it's hard to find me. Swear I don't remember who are you again. In and out my spot so much, look like I'm moving it.
Sally buzzing hard, like it's me on a weekend. After reading up, I make a G every weekend. Trying to cop you a beating. You getting me on the phone, but I arrange a meeting. I never serve at the home. Hit this perp in your stone. I guarantee I never see nobody working like me. Even if I work with a clone, don't remember her name. Even if I heard it before. Got them dirty bands, but I turn that dirt into snow. Got that work for the low end. It held my paper stack high. Money my religion. Do not tell the priest or rabbi. Shorty and me if I was quick to chuck the deuce, but it's cool, cause in this world you either consume or produce. What you gon' be? Hey, I'ma do whatever's best for me. Hey, I need to stop showing these hoes empathy. Hey, passing the weed like my energy. Hey, that's about all that they give for me. Rolling one up on my enemies. I don't remember their name. I told them stay in their lane. They didn't, so I had to change. Let it swap it, let it switch it up.
Let it switch it up.
So clean, I can't mess it up.
Can't mess it up.
Yeah. I can't stay, I gotta skate. Gotta play,
I gotta make. And this dude about his time. I won't get paid if I'm late. I'm too focused on the grind. I can't find myself a date, but I'm eating like it's dinner, and I always got the cake. Hey, I forgot your name. Please remind me. On the move all the time. It's hard to find me. Swear I don't remember who are you again. In and out my spot so much, look like I'm moving in.
Back to the Lukey Podcast. You're with your host JQ and my guest Baylen.
You already Bay to the LEN.
So that track, I forgot, man. Shit's nice.
Yo, I like, man, it. Hella appreciate that, man. That shit means the world, bro. I put a lot of love and passion into every piece of work I do, so it means the world whenever it's well received, man. Thank you, dog. You know,
so
what I mean?
Tell the people about the vibe you was trying to give off of the track, man. Like,
man, yo, to be honest, man, like, I track myself, like, all the time, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I just, like, I was just shopping around for plugins, and I'm, like, I just stumbled across a harmonizer, and I stumbled across a little auto-tune, and threw them both up on there, man, and I was just kind of just having fun with it, you know what I'm saying? But even when I got in, you know what I'm saying, the format of the song turns out being just, like, kind of just how my life is, you know what I mean? I'm always on the move, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. People always, you know what I mean? You could catch me just in and out my house, in and out my house. I'll be in my house for 2 seconds, dip out, be in my house for 2 seconds, dip out, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then, like, and beyond that, you know what I mean? Like, I've played a lot of shows, and it's happened to me a lot of times before where people will come up to me and they'll be like, yo, like, what's good? And I'll be like, yo, what's your name? And they'll be like, bro, I've met you a million times. And I'm like, damn, like, I forgot your name, bro. Like, please remind me. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know, man. All that shit definitely comes from a genuine spot, but it was having fun, man. You know what I mean?
Definitely staying on the grind, man. You know, as an independent artist, that's important, man. So just staying busy and, you know, staying motivated.
Yo, hell yeah, man. No, I hella appreciate that shit, man. My motivation is always on fleek, bro. Like, I'm always scheming for the next move, trying to see how I can get this music shit to work, man. I'm looking like,
that's what's up.
I mean, I'm looking like Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn has, like, a lot of dope, you know, like, they're a little bit more open to hip hop than, you know what I mean, Boston is, you know what I mean? Like, the venues that they have out there are just, like, catered to fucking hip hop and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll rap Boston all day because I've lived here the longest, but man, bro, I gotta get down to BK, bro. I can't even lie.
All right, man, so that's what's up. But we gonna get into this creative corner so we can show off some of that talent and that versatility that you have. We're gonna get it rocking, man.
Hell yeah, man. I'm always about it, man. Do you got some beats on deck or we just gonna freestyle over this?
We gonna get a beat, man, and we gonna get some rocking.
Bro, let's get it popping, man. Yo, bro, this is what's up, man. This podcast is lit.
Yes, sir. This is what's up. It's not lit. It's Lukey.
It's Lukey. It's that flambéed. Yes, sir. About it, man. What is this? Let's go. Yeah.
Lukey Podcast. We're now in the Creator Corner. It's your host, JQ, and I got my boy Baylen with me.
Bay to the LEN. What up, though?
Yeah. We're going to get into some freestyles. Let's go. I'm just getting in the groove, getting in the mood. See, I put on my shoes, then I made some Lukey moves. Then I rolled up a blunt, play some Lukey tunes. And I'm just out here doing that, and I had to do what I do. Now we back to the podcast, and I'm making it all last. And I'm spitting it all fast, and I have to slow it up. It all sound, and I clown. I got Baylen around, but I'm kind of f***ing up. Hey, say your luck is up. Tell them what it is, and I'm next to running up. And better pass it like an acid. I keep the money flipping all just like gymnastic. Damn, my flow. Pass.
Yeah. Shout out my man JQ right there, man. and the whole Lukey podcast, this shit is lit, though. You know what I mean? Let me make sure I get this, though. My life feel like a movie. Sunroof open while I'm smoking me a doobie. They already know that I kick it like Bruce Lee, so it's only right I spit it like the podcast of Lukey. And they know just how I do with me though. And if they really try to get it, man, I move the show to a whole nother range they ain't never had. And they already know that I'ma get them. Yeah, I get the bag and I flip it, tumble it, whatever you need. Motherfuckers know that I'm coming. I need the new weed. I tell them how it is with me. If they gon' get it, man, you know you get the biz with me, the grizz with me. I'm like, all I do is rap, and when I do it right, bones buzz like 4 bucks at the light. I get the mic and then I'm getting hype. I pick kicks with my wits, never pick a fight. I'm puffing piff the night. I got the nugget with the Netflix, the best chick. Knocked on the couch while I roll the next spliff. Check it, when I make a record, it's a blind hit, cause my maneuver's life changing like the Heimlich. You choking when you cheat for my reef. Yo, hit McDonald's if you hoping that you see you with beef. I stay hollow like a gram when it's me on the beat. I don't wallow, cause man, that could lead to defeat. I'm about to tan on the beach soon as the winter's up. Double my first meal, call it beginner's luck. Swishers get the surgery before I nip and tuck. They tell me don't smoke here, but I don't give a fuck.
It's Lukey, yeah. Let's go.
Lukey. Okay. Cause it's Bay to the L-E-N. Yeah. They already know I'm coming, I'ma sell again. And if they really fucking need it, then I got it. And if you really trying to get it, then I got it in my pocket. I'm trying to go get the profit, now hold up. Man, I told them that I got it, man, I got the pocket swole up. If they really hop on, you know I got it. Crack on, these motherfuckers drop on. Alright, I'm off, I'm on. Ah.
Thank you for tuning in to the Lukey Podcast. We closing out in the Creative Corner. That was just Baylor, man. He ripped the shit. You got any other podcast? Any other shout out you got to do? Or?
Yeah, man. Of course, man. Follow me on everything, man. That's at Baylen Hip Hop. That's Bay to the L-E-N, man. At Baylen Hip Hop on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, whatever, man. Like, good looking out. I appreciate y'all. Good luck to the Lukey Podcast, man. Shout out to all y'all, man. For real. This shit's been dope. Hell yeah.
Follow channel 323 on YouTube to get all the episodes of the Lukey Podcast. And follow me at JQ38 on Instagram and Twitter. We out. Ciao. Ah. Ah.